The biggest stars. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The biggest names in music.
Oh, wow.
Big names. Big songs. Big guests. Big prizes.
Well, it's a big show.
Big Show.
Put your hands together for the one and only
Glenn, Angel, FG, and Sean.
That's what I'm talking about!
1FM 91.3.
The Times' greatest hits.
Good morning. It's a female-run show today for The Big Show. It's Angel and Shalini Susan, and we're going to be taking you into 2022 with the boys returning on the 3rd, which is pretty much when most people will be heading back into the office. On the show today, Tech Tuesday, and the chance for you to win something great in Liar Liar. Also, this entire week, I want to hear from you. Tell me what you want for the new year. Now, not a lot of our wishes and hopes came through this year, so what do you want? What do you want to see? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to see? WhatsApp me. It's 8855-0913. Coming up, some news and headlines straight out of the Straits Times. For now, though, here are the Backstreet Boys with Larger Than Life. Good morning.
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
Good morning. That was Green Day with Boulevard of Broken Dreams on 1FM 91.3. Now, if that song didn't wake you up this morning, my next song will, from Guns N' Roses. This is Angel on The Big Show, and I've got Shalini Susan with me here this morning. Good morning, Shalini.
Good morning.
All right, Shalini, you wear glasses all the time, right?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you worn glasses for?
Oh, wow.
Your whole
I
life?
I think since primary two, so since 8.
Okay.
It's about 16 years.
And do you know what you suffer from? Like, I mean, can you see close? Can you see far? What?
I think I don't see at all.
Okay.
apart from that, I think I can't see far.
Okay.
Yeah.
You cannot see far, so you're nearsighted.
Yes.
Can you see without your glasses close up?
In the past, yes. Now it has gotten worse.
Now you can't. Okay, so you probably suffer, I'm not an eye doctor, from myopia, which a lot of people suffer from. Basically, you can see close, right? And then there's hyperopia, which are people that can see long distance without being able to see close. But that's different from presbyopia, which is what I have, which is basically old age. This is basically I need reading glasses. That's what I have, right? So now a new eye drop, this is coming out of the US and this is in the papers today. A new eye drop may allow some to ditch reading glasses, which means people like me.
Oh.
So it's very annoying when I'm trying to use my phone and I have to put my glasses on, you know, and I'm out and about and I need to see something on my phone, or I need to read a label on some food, or I need to read a menu. I need to take my glasses out, right? And I don't want to be hanging my glasses around my neck like an older person. I don't want to be putting my glasses on my head because, you know, it spoils the sides of the glasses and all that. Mm. But this is an eye drop that apparently improves close range vision that could make misplaced reading glasses less of an inconvenience for many who suffer from age-related deficits in near vision. Now, it's called Vuity. Such a difficult name to pronounce. V-U-I-T-Y. And it will become available by prescription this month in the U.S. And it's a once-a-day treatment that can help users see up close without affecting their long-range vision. So it's basically one drop every day for a month.
Oh,
for well, I mean, they do it on a monthly subscription,
yeah.
And it costs about $80, which is about $109 for a month's supply. Now, how much would you pay to not wear your glasses every day?
Wow.
You know, like if you could have a special eye drop, and you had to pay for that every month, how much would you pay for perfect vision?
Here's the thing, I hate wearing glasses,
yeah,
but I'm so scared of like contact lens and eye drop.
Oh, so, really? So you're afraid of putting things in your eyes?
Yes, yes. So that's a very hard question for me because I want to pay as much as I can to get not wear glasses, but I'm also very scared
of putting things in your eyes. I hear you because, I mean, people have said to me, why not go for LASIK and or, you know, start surgery or whatever, and or wear contacts and stuff like that, because they have these progressive contacts as well.
Yep.
And I don't like putting stuff in my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, because I feel that that's like your vision is just one thing that is hard to get back, right? Well, I hear you. Anyway, if you want to read more about this story, it's in the Straits Times today on page A4. But coming up, I want to talk about something else, about an 11-year-old boy who saves two people's lives on the same day. That's up next on The Big Show. Also up next, Guns N' Roses. Good morning.
And now,
it's The Big Show.
Are you ready?
Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
These guys should be given honorary Singaporean citizenship because they've been here so often. That was Michael Learns to Rock here on The Big Show. Good morning. You're with me, Angel and Shalini Susan. And I'm still looking in the papers today for interesting stories. Nothing about COVID, nothing about Omicron, nothing about vaccinations, but something about an 11-year-old boy who saved two people's lives on the same day.
Wow.
Yeah, this is in the U.S., in New York, and his name is Davian Johnson. He's 11 years old, and he can't quite understand why everyone's having a party for him and, like, giving him awards and giving him the title of hero. So here's what happened. He was at school, and he was at the water fountain, and a boy near, close to him, started choking.
Oh, no.
All right, started gasping for air. And what had happened was the boy was drinking from a plastic water bottle.
Okay.
And he had just removed the, he had removed the cap on that water bottle with his teeth. And
ow,
that went down his throat.
Oh, no.
Right? Obviously. Well, I mean, people do that all the time. If you can't open it with your hands, you put your teeth on the cap and you're like, sort of unscrew it, right? Well, this went wrong and went down his throat. And he started choking on it. And Davian went straight up to him and started to give him the Heimlich maneuver. Now, this is an 11-year-old boy who is not trained in any sort of life-saving technique. He learned this off YouTube. Okay, but he learned it off YouTube because he wants to become an emergency services individual as well. He's been inspired by his uncle, so he wants to become an emergency medical technician. Also, that since he was 6 years old. So when he saw that boy choking, he immediately knew what needed to be done. He went to him and put his arms around his abdomen, squeezed him once, nothing happened. Squeezed him twice, nothing happened. Squeezed him three times, and the cap flew out.
Wow.
Okay, later that same day, his mom picks him up from school. Later that same day, they go for lunch. They do this and that. And then they go past the house and they start seeing some smoke.
Oh.
Right? So his mother immediately knew that the back of the house was on fire. So she's called the emergency services. This boy, Davian, gets out of the car, walks straight to the front door and knocks on the door, right? This is still the same boy after he saved one person's life. He goes straight to the front door, knocks on the door, and the people in the house had no idea because the smoke was coming out the back.
From the back, yeah.
From the back, right? At five people come out of the house and there's still one person in there, a woman, an elderly woman with a walker.
Oh, no.
So Davian goes in and helps assist this woman out of the house, makes sure she gets to her car safely before the fire trucks come.
Wow.
So he saved two people's lives. Now, this particular move, he was inspired by his father, his late father, who, in fact, passed away from COVID-19 in August. He had seen his father when he was just 8 years old do the same thing, rush into a house that was on fire and pull some people out. And his father was not a firefighter.
Wow.
So here is the importance of good role models and good upbringing. This boy just, you know, he says he was just doing it because he needed to, he didn't sense the need to save anyone. He was just trying to help people that were in trouble. So a really great story in the papers today. If you need to grab your hands on the papers and save some lives, it's the Straits Times.
I want to hear that.
Drop the beat.
Well, it's The Big Show.
The Big Show. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
Good morning. And that's Ace of Base just finishing off The Sign on 1FM 91.3. It's The Big Show. You've got me, Angel. And we are on the 28th of December, which means we're only three sleeps away to New Year's. And that also means we're three sleeps away till your Singapore Rediscovery vouchers expire. Again, right? you know, we were given these SRVs last September, so September 2020, and I have not used mine yet. Have you used yours, Shalini?
Yes, I went on a staycation.
Okay, which hotel did you go to?
I think
you think.
Went.
What do you mean you think?
cannot remember.
How can you not know when you... So did you use it pretty much straight up or did you wait a while?
I waited for a while.
Okay. So I think when they first gave it, you know, they gave us maybe 3 months or 6 months. And then when that period came, they said we're going to extend it because not many people used it. People did use it, but not everyone used it. And now apparently they're going to expire on the 31st of December. They may extend it again. I don't know because people like myself have not used it. Mm. I actually went through the platform to see if I wanted to do anything and I didn't. I thought, you know, I don't want to waste that voucher. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be donating my Singapore Rediscovers vouchers. So what you can do is you can go to Klook.com or you can just search this online, donating SRVs, Klook, and you can donate them to non-profit organizations that Klook has tied up with. So for example, it includes Free Food for All, It's Raining Raycoats, Collaborate for Good, Fayre Community Services, Touch Community Services, and Beyond Social Services. Now, the donations will allow thousands of underprivileged children, families, and migrant workers the opportunity to now discover Singapore. How cool is that? So, this is how much it will cost you. If you want to donate to Free Food for All, which is a food aid for low-income households in our community, that'll cost you $35. All right, so then you can also donate $40 worth, or you want to donate something like donate to a charity that's dedicated to helping children and youth from less privileged backgrounds break away from the poverty cycle. That will include a half day Fun at Jewel by Changi Experience Studio, which will cost you $40. You can also donate an iFly Experience, a Big Bus or Duck Tours. You can donate Fascinating World of Aviation plus exclusive hangar tour. I don't know what that is. Okay, but anyway, the donations start at $10 with going to Jewel, or it goes up to $100. There are so many different experiences you can donate to people who would otherwise not experience these adventures. So go search online on Google, search Klook Donate SRV, and you can donate your vouchers before the 31st of December so that it can be used by March. Yes, Shalini?
I just remembered. I didn't go for a staycation. Oh. The staycation was shared with my friend.
Okay.
So because she paid, she used her vouchers for the staycation, right. I used mine to go to the cable car and Singapore Flyer.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually my first time
on the cable car and the flyer.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
nice.
I had so much fun. I took a lot of nice pictures.
Oh, wow. Yes, I think I saw your pictures on Instagram. Okay. So have you used up your full $100?
Yes. So I paid for both my friend and I because she used her voucher for our staycation. So
right,
it was
even. Okay. And I know the staycation, you can only use one voucher per stay.
Correct.
So the smart way to get around that, if you want to do a two-night stay, obviously you guys already know this, is to book one on one person's voucher and then another night on somebody else's voucher and then make sure you get the same room. All right, anyway, so that's my tip for using your SRV $100 vouchers before the 31st of December.
Bigger is always better.
It's happening. It's happening. Big league.
Big league. Big league.
Big league.
Big league.
Big league.
Big league.
Big league.
Big, 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 big league.
The Big Show. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
It's 1FM 91.3. Good morning. You're with me, Angel, on The Big Show. And it is now time. You know what time it is. It's now time to play the most educational game on radio. It's time for Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
It's one of the simplest but best games on radio because you actually learn stuff with this one. It's called Liar Liar, obviously. And what happens is I'm going to give you three statements. You have to spot which one or two or three is a lie. And for that, you will win a Wax Factor e-voucher worth $200. Now, Wax Factor is located at Orchard Central and they're open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they are the answer to your body grooming needs. So if you need to go into the new year all nicely groomed, stick around for your chance to win this $200 e-voucher. All right, here's the first statement. The sun is hotter than a bolt of lightning. Think about that one and stick around for the other two statements here on 1FM.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
It's The Big Show, 1FM 91.3.
Good morning. You're listening to The Big Show, and this is Angel, and we are now playing the most educational game on radio. We are playing Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
The rules are super simple. Just listen to the three statements that I'm giving you and tell me which one is the lie. That's it. I've already given you one statement. Here is the second one. Listen carefully. The word strengths is the longest word in the English language with only one vowel. Now, I'll spell that word out for you. It's S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H-S. That's like strong, but strength with an S. The word strengths is the longest word in the English language with only one vowel. Do you think that statement is true or false? Listen out for one more statement before giving me a ring, and for that, you could win for yourself a Wax Factor e-voucher worth $200. Now, Wax Factor is a grooming space, and they're located at Orchard Central. They offer a plethora of treatments from hair removal, dynamic pulsed light, which is also known as DPL, body care, as well as facial treatments, all performed by a team of experienced therapists. Now, if you want to find out more about them, you can always head to their website at waxfactor.sg. Stick around for the third statement here on The Big Show.
It's The Big Show. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
A gorgeous retro classic there from Cher and Peter Cetera here on The Big Show on 1FM 91.3. Good morning. You're with me, Angel. And remember, I still want to hear from you. I want to hear all your New Year's greetings for 2022. I want to hear what you want to get up to in the new year. WhatsApp your wishes in and your greetings to 88550913. Right now, though, it's time to complete the most educational game on radio. It is time for Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
Okay, I've already given you two statements. It's now time for your third statement. And if you can figure out which one of them is not true, you could win that $200 e-voucher from Wax Factor. Now, Wax Factor uses dynamic pulsed light, or DPL, advanced technology, which is a safe and comfortable experience to remove the hair from your body. How does it sound to go hairless into the new year? If you want to win that, listen out for statement number three. There are no muscles in your fingers. Their function is actually controlled by muscles in your palms and your arms. Is that statement true or false? Call me now. It's 669-11913.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Big Show. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3 with Duran Duran, and that one taken off the James Bond movie of the same name, A View to a Kill. This is Angel on The Big Show, and it is now time to play the most educational game on radio. It's now time for Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
All right, and I have for company this morning, Ren. Good morning, Ren.
Good morning, Angel.
How are you?
Annyeong.
If you don't already know who Ren is, she is the president of the BTS Army here in Singapore. And Ren, you're calling in because you want to take part in Liar Liar because you think you know which statement is not true.
Absolutely.
All right. And tell me which statement is not true.
Is it the first one?
The first, what is the first statement?
That the sun is hotter than a bolt of lightning.
Ren, you are absolutely correct!
Oh, yeah, yeah. The power of ARMY.
The power of BTS ARMY helped you out with this one. Now, my statement was the sun is hotter than a bolt of lightning. In fact, a bolt of lightning is 5 times hotter than the sun. Well done, Ren.
Thank you.
And Ren, you've won for yourself a Wax Factor e-voucher worth $200. Well done.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Angel. 1FM, Big Show, TBS Rock.
You're most welcome, Ren. And just to go through the other statements, the word strengths is the longest word in the English dictionary with only one vowel. That's absolutely true. And there are no muscles in your fingers. In fact, the muscles that move the finger joints are the muscles in the palm and the forearm. There you go.
Yes. Correct.
You learn something new every day. Thanks so much, Ren. Have a great day ahead and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Angel.
I want to hear that.
Drop the beat.
Well, it's a beat.
The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
Def Leppard, When Love and Hate Collide on 1FM 91.3. Good morning, it's Angel, your company this entire week on The Big Show. And the show must go on, even without the boys. So it's now time for Tech Tuesday. As we round up the year in technology, which website do you think was the most visited? It has to be TikTok. Now, although I call it more an app than a site, TikTok beat last year's winner, Google, all thanks to the pandemic. Now, last year, TikTok came in seventh. Now, this year, it also overtook other big American companies like Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, and Netflix. Now, I say American because TikTok is owned by Chinese company ByteDance and is the only non-US site to feature in the top 10. The app now counts more than 1 billion active users around the world, and I'm not part of that number because I only go in, like, say, once a week and spend maybe 3 minutes on the app, and I don't think I've put up many videos. Maybe one or two of me vacuuming, but that was it. Anyway, I'm going to be putting that article up on our Facebook page. It's at 1FM 913.
This is an important announcement.
Bigger is always better.
I present to you
The Big Show.
1FM 91.3.
One of my absolute favorite tracks, that was Mr. Big with Wild World on 1FM 91.3. This is Angel on The Big Show, and here's a fun story for Tech Tuesday. Now, I'm not alone. I've got Shalini Susan. And Shalini, I'm not sure if you grew up with scratch and sniff books or stickers.
No.
Did you? No? Now, I used to love them. Have you heard of them, though?
No, I have not.
Okay, so you literally scratch the surface of, say, a sticker or a book, and you could actually sniff the fragrance. So simple fragrances like chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla. Did you ever have, say, you know, things like fragranced erasers?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
we did.
So similar concept. Mm. The surface or the sticker would have a fragrance. So you scratch it, and then you could smell it.
I wish I had that. I used to have a huge sticker collection.
Oh, did you really? Yes. Yeah, we grew up with scratch and sniff. Anyway, it wouldn't obviously have complicated scents, say, for like char kway teow or laksa or stuff like that, right? Just like simple things like chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, right? So when the pandemic hit, we couldn't travel. And at some points, we couldn't even dine out or visit other people in their homes, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you would see someone on social media or TV eating something that looked absolutely delicious, but you have no idea what it tastes like.
Yep.
Okay, so a Japanese professor has developed a type of technology that can enhance the way we connect and interact with the outside world by allowing us to taste flavors not by smelling or scratching, but by licking.
I don't think that's ideal with COVID right
now. Okay, wait. Listen to this. It's a prototype lickable TV screen that can imitate food flavors. So can you imagine going up to your TV and just licking it?
I don't even like the idea of it, even if it's not COVID.
Okay, the device is called Taste the TV, or TTTV, mm-hmm. and it uses a carousel of 10 flavor canisters that spray in combination. So they mix with each other to create different flavors. Mm. The flavor sample then rolls out on a hygienic film.
Right.
There's a film over the TV screen for you to lick. Can you just imagine people with their iPads like rolling out a hygienic film and then licking the screen to taste something from across the world? Now, the team of about 30 students led by this professor has produced a variety of flavor-related devices, including a fork that makes food taste richer. Now, if this goes into production, this would mean that we would be able to taste the flavors of the world without going anywhere. Is there anything in this entire world that you've always wanted to taste but have never had the opportunity to?
Wow.
Maybe because of cost, or maybe because it's too far away, you know? Is there anything?
I want to taste authentic Korean food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You've never been to Korea?
Yeah, not yet.
There you go. I'm going to get you the TTTV.
It's okay.
I think it costs close to $2,000 at the moment. Oh. And then you will be able to taste all your bibimbaps and your bulgogis and all that. The authentic stuff straight from Korea. I'm going to be putting the Straits Times article up on our Facebook page. It's at 1FM 913.
The Big Show.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain.
Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
It's 1FM 91.3. You're listening to me, Angel, on The Big Show. And of course, I am solo for the next 4 days. The boys are still on break. But this is the one time I really do wish Sean was around, because this topic is specifically for him, because he's the only one in the Big Show team, at least that I know of, that uses the Tinder app. Now, Tinder now has a way for him to quickly sift through potential partners based on something other than their looks. Now, the dating platform has just launched a new feature called Music Mode on Explore. Now, through an integration with Spotify, the immersive experience allows you to choose an anthem or a theme song that says you by linking your Spotify account to your Tinder profile. The song will then automatically play from your profile. As they always say, music brings people together, right? About 40% of all Gen Z members globally have already added anthems to their profiles. And upon doing so, they've seen a nearly 10% increase in matches just based on that. Now, with Music Mode, it's also much easier to initiate conversations, as users can now bond over their shared love for the linked song or the artist. So in Singapore, music has definitely proven to be the number one passion for Tinder members, right? And also because TikTok was recently revealed to be the top app used across the globe. So the top five songs chosen as anthems on Tinder this year were this first one, Stay by the Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. All right, and the next one is Good for You by Olivia Rodrigo. And song number three, Heat Waves by Glass Animals. And the fourth song, Kiss Me More by Doja Cat and Eze. Probably the one song I remember the most, because it reminds me of Olivia Newton-John's Physical from back in the day. And the final song that is one of the top five songs for Tinder members is Industry Baby by Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow. I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. All run from nothing, dog, get your soul. Just tell them ain't late. Now, if all those songs sound strangely familiar, that's because you would have also heard them on TikTok playing when people are doing those dance moves. So there you have it. If you're on Tinder, no judgment here, go and put a song in your profile that says who you are. What will your song be for 2022?
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
It's 1FM 91.3. You're with me, Angel, on The Big Show, and I have the company of our producer, Shalini Susan. Good morning, Shalini.
Good morning.
Shalini, if I mention fast food to you, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Ooh, KFC, McDonald's.
Not brand names, but like, I mean, okay, fast food is not particularly known for being diet friendly, right?
Mm-mm.
But China seems to have figured it out.
Oh, how?
Well, they've installed exercise bikes in their restaurants so that you can cycle while you eat.
I already see Sean there now.
Right? He's like giving his spin classes at like a McDonald's outlet.
Yeah.
So anyway, what they've done is they've got these like desks, like almost like standing desks, and then they've got the wheels underneath so you can literally cycle while you eat. Now, these have been installed into two of their restaurants in Guangdong and in Shanghai. And actually, the idea behind the bicycles are not so that you can exercise while you eat, because we all know that from the time we were in school, not to eat while exercising or not to eat close to exercising, right? These are actually green charging bicycles. So if anyone just got it right, these bicycles actually will charge your mobile phone.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, if you take away the idea of exercising while cycling, of which there is a TikTok viral video that has gone out of this woman who has absolutely no coordination, trying to cycle while drinking her Coke, what I assume is Coke, and eating a burger at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't look good. But anyway, if you run into one of these McDonald's in the world, especially in China, and you see one of these bikes and you need your phone to charge, do that first. And then tell yourself you deserve that Big Mac. So cycle, charge your bicycle, charge your phone, and then have your burger while you're at it. So there's a story coming out of China. You can Google it online or head to TikTok, and I'm sure you'll find it.